Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Seed of Revival. The London Times asked, "What's wrong with the world today?" In his characteristic wit and candor, G.K. Chesterton responded with a letter, "Dear Sir, I am yours, G.K. Chesterton." I hear the same humble honesty in Ezra's prayer. "Oh my God, I am ashamed and embarrassed to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen above our heads and our guilt has grown even to the heavens. Now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments." Ezra chapter 9, verses 6 and 10. This isn't a word for back then or exclusively for Israelites. This is a word for all of us today. Several years ago, I was asked to sign a joint letter from local pastors condemning a couple of headline-making heinous activities. In part of my response to these pastors, I wrote, "I'm not sure if a letter to the editor is an appropriate response or not, but if this is the correct response for us, I am very hesitant to sign my name to a letter that calls out merely one of many sins. The problem we face is a singular one, sin. The solution is also a singular one, Jesus. A response that merely denounces evil acts is not, in my mind, effective. Such a letter is only highlighting sins, but not the solution." This also is what I see Ezra doing. It may have been one particular sin that got his attention, in this case, intermarriage with non-believers, but he then confesses their universal condition, the sin of departing from God's commandments. It's so easy to spot sins in society, shake our heads in disgust, and say, "They should know better. What's wrong with the world today? Someone should do something about that." Instead, any and every sinful expression we observe should send us to our knees, saying, "But for the grace of God, I would be guilty of the same thing. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I confess my sin and plead for your mercy and forgiveness." Revival will never be a widespread response until it is first an individual response. When we begin as individuals to confess my sin, others will soon join with us in confessing our sin. See Ezra chapter 9, verse 4. That attitude is the seed of revival. If you are a pastor and would like to join with other pastors in a weekly prayer time for revival, I've shared a link in the show notes to help you get plugged into this strategic online gathering.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.